Hello, Strauss. Hello? I can't hear anything. Hello? Can you call me back? I can't hear anything. Hello?
Yeah, I can call you back. I can hear you.
I hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, it's Paul from Local Splash. I'm not sure what happened with the beginning part of that call. I could hear you fine, though. But we spoke yesterday, you know, regarding branding your business, doing the website. I did reduce the cost down to $249. Wanted to check back with you. I know you wanted to, you know, cancel Angie, kind of check your funds. Is that something you were able to do yesterday?
Let's go ahead and do it.
Okay. It's Massey Concrete Coatings, right? That's how you want the business branded?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And I think I asked you before, but the number that we're speaking on, this is the number you want your customers to call, right? So this is the number that you want on your website?
Yes.
And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I think I said before, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We'll be promoting 760-909-9162. If they fill out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. Most of the time they're just going to call you. Of course, whether they call you directly or reach out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate of $249. It's to the penny, no taxes or anything like that. What's a good email address either for the business itself or for you personally?
So it's pretty much together. It's Massey's Concrete Coating, or I'm sorry, Massey Development at gmail.com.
Okay, at gmail.com. Perfect. Oh, and then let's see. I think I wanted to just confirm. The business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not like a showroom or physical address you want your customers to see?
No, I just go out to my customers.
Perfect. And that's kind of how Google expects it to be. You know, you're providing a service. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. I did see an address, though, the 1024 Capra Way. Is that your residence?
Yeah, that's my residence, but it's a 2-acre lot, so I have part of my property like running my company out of it.
Set up for business. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
And then we never did get your last name. Is it Massey? I'm just guessing.
Yeah, Massey.
It is. Okay. Never do want to assume, but in this case, thought I'd take a stab at it since it's the business name. And then if you didn't have any other questions for me, the next step would be to get things started on my end. I do need to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you, of course, know that it is a month-to-month service, that we actually not only reduce the cost of the service itself, we also waive the one-time setup fee. We are including a website for you at no cost. And then before I do get to that voice verification, it's the exact amount of $249. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
It'll be a Visa. But a couple questions real quick.
Sure, of course.
With the website and stuff, that's going to be, when is that going to actually be developed and start? Like, well,
good
I
question.
Actually just...
Great question. So
and then, like, when I go to look up my name, like if I go to type in, or if I look up Concrete Coatings, mm-hmm. and like I should be able to be popped up on Google, right?
Correct. Absolutely. So before I get you off the phone, I'm going to schedule what we call a client interview. It's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will call you back today if you've got time. Takes about 25, 30 minutes. We schedule by the hour, gets you at the beginning of the hour. It's a one-hour window for a call that would typically take half that time. But if you've got questions, you know, we have that hour blocked out for you. So we'll talk to you about things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Talk to you about how you want your logo to appear. If you have a logo already, we'll use it. We'll, of course, talk to you about your service services in your service area. We'll get that started. It takes about 5 or 7 business days for us to complete your website. We will use any photos that you already have. And then, of course, since the maintenance and updating of the website is included as well, you can always send us new photos and we can add new photos to your website. You can, if you like, access the website editor tool through your tracking system, part of your client dashboard. You can, if you like, make changes to your website on your own. Whether you're making changes or if we make changes, there's never any additional cost for that. The Facebook ads, they do want us to say 7 to 10 business days, but it's usually less than that. Usually once the website is active, the Facebook ads are already ready to be attached to it. So everything does happen very quickly. Okay.
Once I pay the $249 and then it's 30 days or it's 30 days or when is
it,
that how
it's monthly, right? Yeah. So it depends on 30 days or 31 days. Today's date is the 10th. It would bill once a month on the 10th for $249. It is, of course, no contract. You can stop at any time. In fact, I do have to read that voice verification so it does kind of clarify any questions that you might still have. But I'd be happy to answer any other questions. It just might be a little bit redundant since I have to read that kind of verbatim. Did you have any other questions, though?
No, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, you made it sound really good.
Gotcha.
Yeah, let's go ahead and try it. And I can cancel whenever I want if it's not.
Correct. Yeah, and I am going to have to.
I don't get any calls.
I'll have to go over this again in the voice verification, but it is month to month. It's no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Cool.
You said it was a Visa, really? Right? Is it Jacob Massey on the card? Any middle initial or the business name?
It's Jacob T. Massey, and then it has the business.
Okay.
Not the name. It is MCC.
Gotcha. Gotcha. MCC. You said T like Tom, not P like Paul, right?
T like Tom. My middle name is Travis. I actually go by Travis.
Travis. Oh, you do go by Travis. Okay. I can put that in the notes. And I'll call you Travis from here on out. And then you said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do.
Yep.
I'm actually ready
4,
for that.
4259.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. 4259-0720-5517-8940. Expiration is 12/27.
And the last 3 on the back
is 452.
So I've got 452, 452 on the back. I got December or 12 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then, Travis, was the card itself 4259-0720-5517-8940?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that bills at the home address, the 1024 Capra Way, 92028?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So about a minute after I read the voice verification, our automated system will send you a confirmation email. It does have our client support information, our phone number, and, of course, the email. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
Sure. What is it?
So it's toll-free 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. Then it's just simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. I'm sorry, that's not correct. It's 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Pacific time. 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. The support@localsplash.com is the email address, support@localsplash.com. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same day or the following business day if they get that email after hours. So like I said, I am required to read the voice verification. While it is recorded, you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually though pretty straightforward. And then we'll take a look at that client interview calendar and schedule that follow-up call. So the voice verification.
And double check really quick.
Sure.
Real quick, that number, if I have any problems or questions, I can just call the 877-635-6225.
Mm-hmm. And then it's option 1 for client support, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, cool. Oh, are you there?
Yeah, I'm just getting that voice verification set up. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Massey's Concrete Coatings.
Okay, and that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jacob Massey, owner.
Okay, and then as the owner of Massey Concrete Coatings, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that Visa card in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Right.
Of course. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we will be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we could make sure the information is always accurate. Travis, that's fair enough, right?
Right.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers don't come to you. We are the ones that are going to be creating that website for you. But if anything new comes along, just let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, including waiving the initial setup fee, reducing the cost, and with it being month to month, and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 10th of October, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Mr. Massey, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included at no cost. And in this case, we're also including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That website is included, meaning that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249, and that $249 is a fixed rate. It'll never go up Now, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause the service too if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Mr. Massey, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, in about a minute, like I said, you will receive that confirmation email through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, we scheduled by the hour. I could get you in at 10 o'clock if that would work for you. And then there's also an 11. Later on this afternoon, it looks like we're booked out at 1, but there would be a 2 o'clock or a 3 o'clock. So we could do 10, 11, or 2 or 3.
I'll just do 10 o'clock and get it all set up right now.
Perfect. I'll have to get off the phone pretty quick here and get the notes in, but that'll be okay. Let me just put it in on their calendar first. So there's no time for our automated system to send you the reminder email. That reminder email goes out an hour prior, but I will send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it. It's just going to say local splash CIENG. That stands for client interview conducted in English. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text
message? I'm on it right now. It says click here.
Exactly.
Accept, subscription terms. So I got to click there.
Yep, click there. Couple of boxes we want you to check. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer. Click that box too. And then it is going out officially to Jacob T. Massey. It is case sensitive. The J, T, and M are capitalized, but there's no period after the middle initial T. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field. So it's Jacob with a capital J, capital T, no period. Capital M, and of course there's just the space before and after that middle initial. You can copy and paste it too, just don't copy an extra space before or after your name. You may have to turn your phone sideways if you're on it to get that confirmed signature button to pop up high enough for you to click on it, but it's that orangish colored box. Click on the confirmed signature and it does a couple of things. Lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we reduce the cost, that we're including the website. Will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, so hold on, you're a little quick for me. I'm back on confirmed signature, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Click on the confirm signature, okay, as long as it says Jacob.
Name, password.
Okay, so you can stop right there. The reason you're seeing that is our automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. It also thinks your tracking system's already active. Same dashboard portal that you'll be using once your tracking system is available to you in the next day or two once we do your client interview for us to create the content to track. You'll get notification that your tracking system is active. If you tried now, it would just give you an error message that we're trying to set everything up. Your login credentials are on the welcome email that our CR system has sent out to you. Your username is your phone number, area codes included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so 760-909-9162. That's your username. You can't change it. We made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. Your password is cool leads. You can see all of this in your welcome email, COOL LEADS, all lowercase, no space. Once you have access to your tracking system, you can change your password. You can change that to anything you like. One last thing before I let you go, I just wanted to add another layer of protection, a little extra security on your account, a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us they're with Massey Concrete Coatings, even if it's you, we might occasionally ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And more importantly, especially like a week from now, when your website is active and your online presence has increased, if you start getting phone calls from anyone other than a client or a potential customer, if anyone identifies themselves as Google or even if they say they're local Splash, please make sure they know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question, and if they can't provide that information, it's not us, and don't entertain the call. Especially if someone's asking you for more money for your Google listing, that wouldn't be us either, so you wouldn't have to talk to them. Of course, the voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as an additional layer of protection for you. It does clearly state it's $249 a month and only on the 10th. Never a penny more. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you like for your security question?
I'll do the first pet's name.
First pet. And what was the answer?
Buster.
Buster. Okay.
Buster, yeah.
Got to type it in twice, but you're all set there. So our technician will call you maybe about 10 minutes from now. If I am in between phone calls, I'll be on the beginning part of that call as well, just to say a quick hello to you and introduce you to your technician. I'll probably be in between phone calls. Honestly, I have to notate this account, and I'll probably be still doing that right when they're ready to call you. So I'd be able to say a quick hello and introduce you to your technician. We should call you within about 10, maybe 15 minutes at the most, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you, Travis. You take care. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.